The show, I believe, is in year 7 of its existence. And we've never covered a big old war before. There's been invasions and skirmishes and stuff like that. But so we'll figure out what, you know, to look at during it and what to not, how long this goes on. It's a full-fledged war or whatever. I don't know.
Did you get Pete Hegseth?
I'm pretty excited. There is a Pete Hegseth character in the works.
That's exciting.
That might be coming down the line.
I mean, he's got his own department now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A whole
department of said war. On the home front, though, the latest is, of course, Governor Abbott earlier this week instructed Texas DPS and the National Guard to increase patrols in sensitive locations, as he put it. That would be energy facilities, ports, southern border, et cetera, et cetera. So that's going on here. The Senate, as we talked about earlier last night, it was voted down to stop the war. The House will vote on a similar measure today, expected also to be struck down with the GOP majority. Hormuz still very much stuck as a canal and channel.
Uh-huh.
Gas prices up a little bit. But on the heels of, which I thought this was striking, that a U.S. submarine Tuesday sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. And Hegseth said that yesterday, that was the first time since World War II that the U.S. had sunk an enemy combat ship. Wow.
I mean,
torpedoed it.
Well, we've just kind of been collecting them out of Venezuela and everything. I mean, we've got a nice collection. What's going to do
and
there?
On the heels of that first in a long time, the first overall, this happened with the Israeli Air Force as they are playing with F-35s that they got from us, and an Israeli F-35 shot down an Iranian jet, and that is the first F-35 manned air-to-air shootdown in history for the F-35. First confirmed air-to-air victory for the F-35, and that was with the Israeli Air Force. By the way, it was going up against a Russian-made Yak-130.
And you wish you were Lockheed Martin,
if you're
buddy.
Naming your airplanes a yak, you're probably not the most maneuverable things out there.
Well, yeah, and Highland cows here in Texas are so much cuter.
By the way, Iran's Air Force consists largely of antiquated F-4 and F-5 fighters. And then the Yak, by the way, Russian-made, is actually an advanced trainer for pilots. But it can be, you know, armed, which it was. Separately, same day, the Royal Air Force over in Britain, they recorded their first with an F-35 confirmed combat kill shooting down an Iranian drone. So a couple of big ones for the F-35s, which, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is built right here in Fort Worth, Texas. All right, there you go. War coverage from
She knows.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Will it float?
Trust her.